everybody. Welcome to the Nobody Likes Onions program. My name's Patrick, and this is totally my normal voice. I'd like to welcome all the new people checking out the podcast. This is my normal voice.
That's how Mubi would do an impression. He would keep saying,
and again, this is my normal voice. I just want to make it clear, this is a totally real voice I'm talking.
Okay. So I'm high about it. So I'm high. Hit the like button. This is going to be a members-only show. So we are going to be locking it down momentarily just for our members. I want to welcome the night audience. You guys are really sticking it to that morning audience. Boy, the memberships are really rolling in. I'm high. How are you? I'm how high are you? I'm how high are you? Whatever strain I have, I'm very allergic to. As usual, fuck. Woo. Yikes. Mikey Power requested, I just want to piss people off, Lady Gaga. Yeah, we ignore all requests. Thank you. Right now, I got to bust out the AF1, the Air Force One. Thank you. Dusty, what's it like living rent-free in Mubi's head? He has to contemplate every decision knowing you'll criticize him. Hey, man, somebody's criticizing all of us. Oh, God. Somebody's criticizing all of us, so you know. Tiffany, I think we're alone now. Thanks, Cash. We'd love to ignore that. Turning Japanese, Echo Beach, 99 Red Balloon, 99... loop balloons? Anyway, we're happy to ignore all those. Thank you for your contribution. Thank you for your contribution. We're going to have to start keeping track of people again. I'm really starting to think I might die soon. Am I in anybody's death pool? That'd be pretty cool. Just to have somebody believe in you, you know? Like, in any capacity. Because you only get to put... I don't know how death pool works, really, but, like... You only get to put a few people, right? So, like... It's an honor just to be... nominated! Thank you, Provo PM! We couldn't have done this without you! 10 gifted memberships from Mike Cutts as well as Provo PM. Just really, really great. Unreal. Horatio McAllister joining up. $1.99 is all it takes. Become a member. And be able to watch our members-only show, which, again, will be getting locked down soon. So do like Eddie Valentino and Horatio McAllister. And Colin Madden gifting a membership. Troutcat gifting a membership. Reels gifting 20 memberships. What a sucker.
I've made a huge mistake.
What a sucker. Thank you, Reels. Per huge. Erica Mitchell gifting a membership. Bob Sugarbush, is it? Joining up. Misfit. Take your time. We're chilling on Godfrey time. Jesus Christ. The number of embarrassing Godfrey videos. Don't get me wound up. Don't get me wound up. It's not good for my heart. Or my prostate or my kidney stones. Buck Naked, thank you for gifting a membership. Don, gifting a membership. Jesus Christ. Bonin gifting a membership. Dark Nugs gifting a membership. Dusty gifting a membership. Bonin gifting another membership. Kina K gifting a membership. James Bomber gifting 10 memberships.
Notice me, Senpai. Notice me.
I'm noticing you. Bonin gifting a membership. See, he gets more attention this way. Dabble Rat gifting a membership. Bonin gifting a membership. Jeremy gifting 5 memberships.
I made a huge mistake.
Rover gifting 20 memberships. We're at 96 memberships tonight. Dr. Nick, Starry, Lucky Hex, Robert Abbott, and Tiff, all with new memberships tonight. Thank you very much. Apple Harvest is coming. Drink one for me. But they make good apple cider up there. I don't know what's going on. Super Crazy joining up as well. If that is your real identifier. Anyway, welcome. Hi. I know I'm just going to cough my brains out. It's not good. I also got a lot of Venmos from some fucking weirdos. Teamster Tim. With a Venmo of $50. How do you read Venmos? Audrey, I'll just say $50. First of all, says congrats on getting married, which nobody said anything about that. And that's private. So, like, even I never said that, and I never, that's not, But anyway, thank you for the $50. It is true. I don't have lung. Jesus Christ, I'm baked out of my gourd. Tiffany, of course, Tiff. Jesus Christ, I almost did it again. $100. Thomas Wright, I never read this one, $5. Ian Hawks in $1. So this is all very, very nice stuff. But nobody ever said anything about getting married. And that's all speculation on your part. Because. Come on. Anyway, what do you guys want to talk about tonight? Because I'd like to just watch Godfrey be a fucking idiot. Be a fucking asshole. Anyway, a black ring. Yeah, of course, man. First of all, it's silicone, you know. I have like a formal ring, but like I don't like. I like to be able to wash it in the turlet. Turlet. I like to be able to wash it in the turlet.
Whoa!
Oof. MLC's contagious. Look at Melton now. I mean, look, man, I've always been a fucking incompetent idiot. Idiot. Welcome. Welcome. Oh, my God. It really is bad. What do you want to watch? Can you believe Real Media Player's walking away? Who can I get to edit a video for me of Aaron slandering me? Left and right. You know? Who can I get? Who can I get? Anyway, I got videos. If that's what you guys are into. I got a million fucking videos. You don't believe me. Actually, I don't believe me right now. I can't find them. This is very embarrassing. We will lock this off for members so that nobody can clip this and make fun of it. Because I'm not stupid, man. We're not going to let that happen. Oh, God. Where did I put all that Godfrey shit? Let me go check my normal server area. I swear to God, I have a whole what do you guys call it? Area. Place. Fuck. This is really going bad for me. Please no steel toe. Yeah, I'm trying not. I'm not going to do steel toe tonight. That's why. But I'm also very aware that when I get really, really high, it seriously fucks up my ability to. Oh, there it is. You know, I'm not stupid. But also, at the same time, like after I say that, like I'm very stupid. Okay, here we go. I'm going to just open up a random one. And again, I pulled all these down because I know how these guys work. They're like Chad. I know they'll pull it down if it gets out. I could have the cancer. Just to be clear, I haven't been diagnosed in any way, shape, or form. But how do you get rid of that? Okay, Godfrey does a podcast, video show, something, Bink. Okay. Look at this. First of all, how long should it take before you start talking? Oh. I'm about to talk. I better eat. Get something to drink. This is what these guys put out. Now I know I hear myself as I say this is what I put out, but really I'm having a attack from this week. What's going on?
Here they come.
Fuck the slander supercut. Can one of you dorks make a supercut of me coughing? Yeah, Jesus Christ. It'd be pretty easy, honestly. It'd be very embarrassing because it's like, do I really cough? Fuck. I'll never get a job at Smoothie King. What life do you guys think you're ruining for me? You're all like, oh, man, what if we all put together a thing that says like he coughs all the time? Fuck. I'll never be a night manager at Hollywood Video. What are we talking about? Like, literally, I'm going to, if I have to quit doing this, I swear to God, I'll be like a Time Life operator. I'll do like tech support for Maytag for my house.
All right. We got four.
Do you see how creepy long their fingers are?
Coming. God, squad.
Whoa. You know? And now you know why fat girls like them.
God, yeah. Yeah, God Squad. First? No, I don't know if you were first. Happy belated. Thank you.
It's like white men don't have the knuckle dexterity to reach.
All right. I didn't know. Arenas is Cuban. Arenas.
So this is his house. I mean, this is clearly not a hotel. That's his little fucking kitchenette. Look, he's got a little hot plate stove back here. Pretty cool.
a sink. He's got enough champagne flutes to feed the king and his horsemen if they ever come over. You know, he's never drank out of any of this. And these are just storage bins, I imagine, of the skulls of whites who have crossed him before.
What up? Morning, morning. Good morning. Morning from the UK. All right. Saw you in Raleigh. Yes. Raleigh.
Looks like a hotel kitchen, people are saying. I mean, in what world? In what world does a hotel have storage bins on the shelf? Get real. Get real. He lives here, and of course, he's either gay or he has a queen who decorated the apartment like this.
You saw me in Raleigh. Happy belated. Thank you, sir. Yay, live. All right. What's up? From Arizona.
So these guys pretty much, now you know why him and Chad really vibe. They both can riff with the best of them, huh? Hey, morning from the UK. All right, all right. It's probably later over there. Yeah. Hey, look, Arizona. But yeah, yeah, that's like the desert, man. Cactuses and stuff.
Chicago in the building.
Chicago in the building. If I change my tone of voice or adjust how I say it, it's almost like I'm creative. This guy thinks he's a comic.
I can't.
One of the great, says Chad. One of the funniest people on earth. Him and Opie could really talk podcasting. Holy shit. Let me go take care of my
sleep. I know. I usually, mine was the 21st. I'm serious about needing you at the comedy. Abu Dhabi. Oh, that festival? Happy belated. Didn't know we were the same. I hope it was awesome. It was awesome. Love from Richmond, Virginia. Yeah, you need to
complete a thought. Jesus Christ. I don't endorse slavery, but I'll say this. If you were up on the block, you wouldn't be commanding top dollar right now. Jesus Christ. Do you know you're live?
You need to come to Richmond. When I come to Richmond, you need to be there.
Great stuff, man. Great stuff.
You need to be there when I come to Richmond.
Buy a ticket. I just had a great idea. You should come see me.
Yeah, Richmond, Virginia.
Yes, queen. Yeah.
Virginia, the funny bone. You got it. I already did it this year, but next year.
Next year. Because my life is a never-ending cycle. I'm trapped. I'm trapped. Please give me you need to give me $200,000 to do a special. Yo, did you see me eat crackers and name cities a minute ago? A waka waka waka.
Gotta check that website.
Yo.
RichmondFunnyBone.com and go, when is Godfrey coming?
Yeah. Yeah, check it out.
Yeah, man.
Wow. I mean, him and Chad are the same person, but Chad has an excuse. He's blackout drunk. Godfrey's just what? Awful?
Word.
Word. Cool. Yo! Shreveport in the building! Yo! Cool. Yo.
Word.
Fuck, dude. This guy's got all kinds of zingers.
Yeah, man, I just got back in from inside, had performance today. So I'm wide awake, so I said, why not use...
I just got back in from inside? This is like kindergarten level concepts, right? I just got back in from inside. Say it again, Godfrey. Godfrey. I just got back in from inside.
When I come to Richmond, you need to be there. You need to be there when I come to Richmond. Yeah, Richmond, yeah. Virginia.
Yeah. Virginia, USA. USA Earth. Yeah.
Funny bone, you gotta... I already did it this year, but next year you gotta check that website.
Yeah, you got to.
RichmondFunnyBone.com.
It's your responsibility, really, if you live in a town, to check that website. 99 memberships gifted tonight. And again, we are going to go members only soon. It's only cost you $1.99 to join to watch live. There is no spoon. Thank you for becoming a member. And Snarky Tooth as well. Mikey from Edinburgh says, you sound as fun as you did last month, a.k.a. shit. And I need my voice to work, whether, and when it doesn't work, I'm not blaming the booze or cigarettes. It's you saying I was a bad, because when I was traveling, I was smoking like a maniac and sick because I'm a monster. Anonymous says I sound pudgy and gave me $50 about it. I got a lot of people who hate, am I turning into Stuttering Jam? People are like giving me money to make light of my physical appearance or the way I can't breathe.
Come and go, when is Godfrey coming? Yeah.
Yeah. Get on the website. Ask, when is Godfrey coming? I don't know. As soon as the guy pulls out, hey yo, got him. Confirmed.
Man. Word.
Dope.
Word.
Fuck. These guys headline the country. Theaters and stuff.
Yeah, man, I just got back in from inside.
Okay, I thought that's what he said. I thought that's what he said.
Had performance today.
I just got back in from inside, had performance today.
So I'm wide awake, so I said, why not use this time to get on here? I know when you tape your comedy special, it's going to change everything like Ali Sadiq. Thank you.
Holy shit. Now, why it's funny is because Ali Sadiq is like a newer comic out of Orlando. You know, and he like just blew up in the black community. But like, nobody is changing the world. But Godfrey's been doing it like three of Ali Sadiq's lifetime, so that's got a sting.
Brooklyn.
Why would you wait to go live to start eating chips? I'm the fat fuck, right? I just want to make sure I'm the fattest fuck, right?
I live in New York. I love you, Godfrey. You're truly one of the greats. Thank you.
This is why people believe this. You know, they always like, you know, Chad has four people that tell him the same shit, too.
Hey, brother.
Parents never taught you not to smack your fucking... Thank you. Jesus Christ.
You seem to be in the back room, living room, best of life, drinking that warm milk out of that thermal. Ah, it's not warm milk. It's cold. Chicago in the building. From JP. Yo,
He already used that. He literally already said Chicago in the building. This headliner's out of ideas. This headliner's out of ideas.
Jesus Christ. I just checked the A Funny Bone website. A bunch of nobodies. Who the fuck is Bruce Bruce or Steve Hofstetter? Fucking gross.
I mean, look, Bruce Bruce is funny, but he's been working those clubs for 25 years. I came up opening for Bruce Bruce in those clubs. You know what I mean? It's like they're all still doing it. And Chad fell off opening for these idiots and can't wait to get back to it. Again, like, he thinks he's winning if he pockets $300 for a week. I'm not making these numbers up. These are really what comics like Chad make. I'm not bullshitting it to put Chad down. I'm letting you know why I don't do it anymore. Like, it's not a fucking life that can sustain. Unless you're a complete loner loser. So, like, he gets a flight and he gets a hotel and he gets $500. You know, every once in a while, if Swartzen wants to throw him $1,000 for the week or whatever, he does. So, let's say Chad comes home with $5,000. Now what? He makes nothing for months. It's wild. It's wild. And look, the headliners that you don't know their names, from Bruce Bruce to fucking Darren Carter, the party starter. These guys work improvs and funny bones all over the country. They never stop. You know, these guys never stop working these loops. Fucking Fitzsimmons and Florentine, and they all work these clubs. They all headline these clubs and have for 20 years. And then you get, like, a lot of them who just stay out. Like, Gino works, like, 4 places, you know? I can't wait to get the name of a new bar or firehouse or VFW. You know? The shit that everybody teases Bob Levy about. It's not, like... Why hold on to that? Let it go. You got to move on. You'll always be able to go back and do that. I would say, you know, in Edinburgh, people wanted me to go back and do a stand-up set, and I thought about doing it, but it's like, why? Like, you can always go back and do that. I think of a million stand-up bits a week still. I just don't write them down anymore. I just don't care to develop it or punch it up or to what? To go down and... fulfill some stupid, self-indulgent. This is what Godfrey is. Godfrey's been headlining the Comedy Cellar and passed at the Comedy Cellar for over 20 years. This is what he is. Anyone want to trade places with this? No. So again, these guys are, you think I'm joking when I call them all clowns. They're this is his plan. He's like, nah, soon people are going to notice and I'm going to pop. It's like, you're going to pop, but it's probably your blood pressure because black people, you know? Have you read about your people and what happens to them? You still sound pudgy, says Anonymous. It's $100 now, though, for that. That's fucking wild. Anyway, like, this is their life. This is... Chad's will be even worse because he's not even in New York City.
I'll be in New York tomorrow performing downtown at the Village Underground.
Okay, so maybe this is a hotel, but, like, what kind of hotel has this? He must be at a friend's house or something. Like, what kind of hotel has storage bins? It's wild.
Hello from Bahrain. Hey, yalla.
What the fuck?
How are you, Ahmed? Love the haircut. Excited for the Saturday show in Miami. Ronnie M.
Dude, you know what's wild about Bahrain? I performed there on a USO tour, and they have a Bennigan's. They still have a Bennigan's. And they have a, was it Kuwait, maybe? They had a, in Kuwait, they have a, what's the chicken place we have here? I don't really know. I don't really like it.
whatever the local chicken place is here that I've only seen like in Vegas and in this area of the woods. But they had it over there in like Kuwait. And it's like, what in the fuck? What in the fuck? So I don't know how like we can't get a Turkey O'Toole over here, but they can get one over in Bahrain. Doesn't seem right. Doesn't seem right. KFC and Popeyes. These are like international chains, idiots. I'm talking about the stupid, all they have is like chicken strips. It's a local, it's not just Vegas, but it's pretty much just around Vegas. You guys are all like Nando's and Waffle House. These places are every, Waffle House. Yeah, Cane's, that's it. Raising Cane's. They have one in Kuwait, like in the airport.
Yes. 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 Happy 30th anniversary to. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, man.
He really has nothing to say. Holy shit. Yeah. Yes. Yes, dude. He does this for an hour and 20 minutes. He does this for an hour and 20 minutes. All right, we're going to lock this off, right? For members only. Let's put a 5-minute timer on so I don't forget. Members only in 5 minutes. Last chance to join up and not be interrupted.
Yo, Japan in the building. Hey, Nippon, Nippon. Domo arigato. 517 subscribers and only 78 viewers on the live. Well, people are asleep too, so you funny as fuck, man.
517,000 subscribers and only 300. Hold on, what did he say? So Godfrey's got to be one of these guys who buys followers. And maybe he's buying views for his podcast. Wouldn't it be funny if we uncovered that somehow?
Yes. Yes. Happy 30th anniversary to. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, man. Yo, Japan in the building. Hey, Nippon, Nippon. Domo arigato.
So watch him play this off. This is going to be great. This is going to be great.
517 subscribers and only 78 viewers on the live. Well, people are asleep, too.
517,000 subscribers and only 78 on the live. Yeah, because people are asleep. People are asleep.
So, you funny as fuck, man.
So I have what, 14,000? And it's the middle of the night. You funny as fuck, though, dude.
Man, Godfrey, you're the only man alive that can make me scream laughing like a young virgin girl.
Fake laugh. Godfrey, you're the only man who on earth who can make me scream laughing.
I understand they want their reparations, but shitting on others in the diaspora.
It's not 517. His podcast gets like 200 and something thousand views. How many subscribers does his channel have?
Jasper just isn't the way. Who are you talking about? You talking about, I'm Native America. All right. Right on, Native America.
This is like actually worse than Chad. He literally just goes, where are you from? Okay, right, in the building. Whew. We're counting down for the members only. We're going to go members only for the whole stream. Get your membership now or we'll kill you. Or we'll murder your family. Johnny Rockwell gifting a membership. Stu's Cluster becoming a member. Abe Shack becoming a member. Stony becoming a member. Anxiety Judy, thanks for joining up. And Prescription Girl, is that how you would say it? Or RX Girl, I don't know. It's wild, man, when you see stuff like that. Godfrey is a dumbass. Noogoo. Is how you say that? My lips be bigger than Whoopi Goldberg. Tick, tock, click, clack, knick, knack, halabajibba. I sure could use some hot sauce on the next hog I suck. I sure could use some hot sauce on the next hog I suck. Yeah. Yeah. I pet Spider Alomar several times. Pet Melton, if Godfrey ever attacks you, grab his bottom lip and twist. What does that do? Make him go back to base and land?
Godfrey, I just know you're my spirit animal.
Why is he hanging his... All these guys, like, just hang their hands in a creepy way on their face.
They be hating on me. Yes, that's real. He's right. He's right.
All these videos are before me. So, like, he's paranoid. Everybody's hating on him. Welcome to the internet, you fucking idiot. They be hating in these streets. Can you believe they're hating out here? What do you think we're doing? Throwing shade, bitch. Throwing shade.
He's right. NBA player, NBA moguls included, couldn't find
him. Yo, what's up, Manila? Oh, you need to back up off my boo, Chad. He's my ride or die for real. Just yesterday, he helped me get my lips unstuck from the shower door and found my EBT card.
It's fucked up. If you have to reach your lips up to your face to help you read, you know you're uneducated. If you have to go... What does that say? I don't need to do what they say. Oh, shit. You have to touch your lips to help you read? As if you're summoning some ancestral knowledge. What does that say? You need to get... What are you doing? What are you doing? Is that the way you learned in school? Yikes. All right, we're going to make it members only now. Here we go. Sorry, you poors. You're going to actually have to beat it. The members have been patient, waiting for their own program. And we're kicking you out. If you're not a member, eat my shit. Okay, bye. Bye. Sorry about the numbers dropping. A lot of guys care about that. It's 4 o'clock. 1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. The other people get to hear me clear my throat out. Coughing. There's an hour and 20 minutes of this. And I got several of these videos. Granted, I was very high and it took me a minute to find them. That was very embarrassing for me. But, you know, you guys believe in me. You stuck by me. You said I look pudgy.
Real ones today, stupidity here. Yeah, love the Bojangles, Terry Crews.
Imagine being scared of this guy. And I don't mean physically. Of course, he's a monster. He looks like he was engineered in a lab with a pen and a pad. Trying to get the damn label off of something he stole. So anyway, yeah, of course, he's terrifying physically. But like, I feel like on stage or in a rap battle, I could... destroy this idiot. High as fuck. If I got really high, I could rip this guy a new asshole.
Sorry about that. Bob, use your Steve Harvey.
Do you know, like, people go like, why you quit comedy? It's like, because this is the pinnacle. This is what people think I want to reach. This is awful. This is awful. Yeah. Put me on the list to be this. This is as good as it gets. Suck my dick.
This jigaboo has so little to say, I might make him my new co-host. United States of Australia is live on YouTube Sunday at 10 a.m.
Jesus Christ. That was from the Aussie guy. Creep Dodger, thank you very much. Black Eyed Sue coming in with that. Yay! 5 gifted memberships right at the buzzer. Thank you, Black Eyed Sue. Nodak member for 14 months. His non-members can go to Rumble for Pat Dixon show. We don't wish that on anybody. I'm kidding, of course. Support Pat Dixon, please.
Somebody's got to. Snub Nose, member for 15 months. Godfrey's got serious drag queen vibes. Pat Dixon slept through the entire Hackamania headlining set he was supposed to do, and he'll probably be invited back before Ray DeVito. I mean, I can't with Ray DeVito. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. We might invite Ray DeVito, but we'll like tether him to a wall with a chain and he has to like survive on food and water people give him or don't give him, you know? So some sort of interactive murder booth. broke man Pinkle. Happy, hey, Melton. What? Act right.
B.O.B. used your Steve Harvey. Really? What are you talking about? B.O.B. used my...
It's like, this is like a rule comics should have. Like when a heckler yells out something and you have a zing back, or when someone asks a question in a presentation and the whole audience didn't hear it, you, the person who's amplified, who's presenting the program, who's hosting the show, who's on stage with a mic... You should repeat what the audience member said and then answer it or and then hit him back or whatever it is. This motherfucker's like Ray, uneducated as fuck, just reading. Sound like an idiot. What does that say? B.O.B. You should get, nah, man, I ain't going to do that. And then we're the audience. We're sitting here going like, what? What are they talking about? I don't know because this motherfucker doesn't know how to be professional and present a program. He's just eating chips and click-clacking away. Yo! Pyongyang in the building!
What song is that? Sherry Gales, What's Going On? I got, can you get the Dante and his dumb claw to talk about Agenda 47? I still don't understand.
See, they don't finish reading the question.
Godfrey wasn't cast in either of the Black Panther films. I don't know. Why are they hating on you, though? That's what I don't understand. I don't know. I don't do anything to anybody.
Why wasn't I in the Black Panther films? They must hate me. Yeah, or nobody knows who you are, loser. Or no one knows who you are. You're not on anyone's radar, loser. You're not in the fucking... Black Panther movies for the same reason I'm not and Chad's not, fag. Jesus Christ.
I don't do anything to anybody. I mind my business. All I believe in.
You threatened to snap my neck because you couldn't think of any. Again, these are pro headlining comics getting assholes ripped open and bleeding hurt because they can't come up with words to say back and have to threaten physical violence. You threaten to break my neck. That's where he's at. That's where he's at. You're doing a lot for Kamala.
Is doing good work. All I believe in is...
Totally, totally.
Is doing the best I can. Being as funny as I can.
Holy shit. Imagine being this pathetic. And what is it, 50?
My act...
He's 50. You hear that, Pat Dixon?
Try to do the best I can in every scene. That's all I do.
Oh, yeah, every scene. Of what? What are we seeing you in, you fucking feckless fuck fingy fakasha bread fingering foghorn feck fuck? He's 50. People are saying he's 50. Is that real? All these fucking 50-year-old comics who think the it's about to turn around. Don't get me wrong. There's a long line of comedians who have a big history of doing well later in life. From Roseanne to Tim Allen to Ron White. But it was all in their 40s where they struck gold. What? I mean, first of all, we got Big Black on the phone.
What's going on, my man?
Like, first of all, you know your people don't live past 54.
Well, I'm past 54, so somehow I'm an exception, I guess.
You might be AI.
let me tell you, I'm a big fan of Garfield. Murphy's live stream. I watch it almost every week. And I want to say that it's kind of cool that you're watching it now, because he does have a lot of flaws, but you really can't judge his stand-up by looking at this, because his stand-up is very, very good.
Dude, I work with him. I know he's funny. People hate him. When he comes to town, though, because every Sunday night he does like 2 hours. He does like every.
Oh, he goes over there.
Yeah,
he runs the red light.
Yeah, well, not only that, but the waitresses don't get paid once everybody's closed out, so they're literally like sitting around for an hour, and people are getting mad because they can't get drinks for the last hour because everything's closed out and nobody's making money, and he just won't get off stage. He's done it. I worked with him. I'm not kidding. For 5 years. Probably 10 different times, and he does it everywhere, every week, every Sunday, last show.
Explain that a little bit further. What does he do?
He's supposed to do about 45 minutes. He does 2 hours. So around 30 minutes into a set, all the waitresses close out all the tabs. So everyone has to sit there for like an hour and a half, not being able to get another drink, and all the waitresses have to sit there and wait for the tables to clear out and everybody to sign their check, so no one's making money for an hour and a half.
Oh, okay, I see. So he's being real greedy with the time.
Yeah,
I hate that about him if he does that.
It's a narcissistic thing he does every fucking time.
Now, let me tell you that this is his apartment, because I've seen him stream from his apartment before, so this is his apartment.
Oh, this is his apartment?
Yeah, it is his apartment.
Stove,
I've seen him
a
be at his apartment
top
before.
Over in the corner.
I mean, I don't know how he dresses his apartment, but it is kind of odd with all those champagne flutes.
I mean, who? Look at how the fucking stove is shoved over here next to the windows. There's no hood or countertop at all. Looks like Chad's bathroom. And literally his fabric chair is backed up to his stove like it's Kate Meany's house.
Now, I'm going to tell you, though, what he does do good, though, is when he walks around New York City or when he walks around his different cities that he goes to, it's kind of cool to see, like, different environments.
Okay, it's not. You got to up your game a little bit, Big Black. You got to leave your house.
Well, for me, it feels good because I like to see places that I've never been to.
Yeah,
so,
but you're never
going to
go anywhere. So why fantasize about it?
Because it's a lot of fun. I like to watch like animal videos, like lions and gorillas and so on.
What the fuck? Is that what I am to you? Just a monkey?
Yeah, you
another
monkey.
Yes. Okay.
Nah, but I like you too. But you can be pretty cruel at times, though. Yeah. Just like Godfrey.
I'm very mean. But this guy sucks. I mean, he really has nothing. Come on.
But the worst thing about him is that he gets
might be
so butt hurt.
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's why he's going to go down in flames here. I'm telling you.
But you're saying that people like him should do something else. But what else should they do that's going to make this much money?
First of all these idiots get married to New York. And that's why they never, ever, ever. They're bleeding away every dime they make living in New York.
Yeah, he lives in New York, but he still travels almost every week to another city.
I don't think you guys understand how little they make.
How much do they make then?
Anywhere from 2,000 to, I'm sorry, anywhere from 1,500 to 10 grand. But Godfrey, I mean, I guess every once in a while he's doing theaters and stuff, but he's still headlining Funny Bones. It's like, this is pathetic. He's been doing it for 20 years.
No, he doesn't do any theaters anymore. Everything he does is comedy clubs. That's it.
Okay, then he's making $2,000 a week.
Yeah, well, $100,000 a year, that's still not bad.
He's not working every week.
He is working every week. I tell you, I watch his show. I've been watching for six months.
He's not. He works
every week. He works.
He's not traveling every week, I guarantee you.
He is. I tell you, he is.
We'll pull up his schedule and have a look. Why don't you change the batteries in that smoke detector? Why do you always laugh? Just do it.
You don't know the exact story of what's happening in my apartment.
No,
you can hear it, though?
Yeah, of course.
What happened is they put a new drywall.
How come, by the way, that's not the Black National Anthem?
the chirp of the fire, the smoke detector?
Yeah. Freedom!
Lift every voice and sing.
Jesus Christ.
Nah. They put a new drywall below my old one, and they didn't take the smoke detector out. And I only found out 5 years later that it was still there when it started chirping.
So punch through and remove it.
Yeah, but I don't want to put a hole in my... I figured that...
A drywall patch takes...
The battery lasts.
What do you mean, how long can a battery last? That 9-volt will keep that thing chirping for the rest of your life. You said you're over 50.
Well, I figured once the low battery detector chirp started, it will only last like a few months, but it's been 2 years now.
Yeah, of course. Punch through the drywall, rip it off, and then get a drywall patch and have it done within an hour.
Nah, I don't want to go through all that trouble. I'd rather just, you know, sit back and relax.
How can you relax? I'd be on, first of all, we have an entryway that, you know, is quite substantial. It's about 32 feet off the ground. And there's a smoke detector up there. And it started beeping one day around 2 p.m. And my stupid bitch whore of a wife says to me, if that's not fixed by the time we go to bed, I have to go to a hotel. So that's how white people are wired. And then you know what I did? I had to call three companies until we got one with a ladder that was high enough to come do it. It cost $200. And I dread the day that it happens again. But you'll just live in a house with the ghost of a chirp from a fire extinguisher, fire smoke detector from days of yore. It's literally, it's like the Underground Railroad of smoke detectors. It's just
it don't really bother me. I usually have earbuds in my ear, so I really don't hear it.
Just, where do you live? Can I come do it?
Come do what?
I'm going to remove it and patch the drywall.
Oh, I live in the Bronx. You going to come to New York City?
Sure.
All right, no problem. When do you want to come?
First of all, it's an apartment?
Yeah.
Why don't you have the landlord do it?
Because I hate having people in my apartment, so I never told them about it.
You grow weed, don't you?
No. I haven't smoked weed in decades.
Okay.
Let me ask you something. On your trip to Europe, how come your wife didn't come with you?
How do you know she didn't?
You never mentioned her.
I don't mention her anyway.
Yeah, but it sounds kind of odd. It seems like she didn't go with you. All right, so if I'm wrong, just tell me I'm wrong.
Why would I do that?
All right. So that's something you don't like to mention. All right, I got you.
It's just more fun to let everybody believe whatever they want.
And are you really married? Because people say, oh, Melta's not really married.
I know, people say everything.
Yeah, but how about you clear up the rumors?
Why would I do that?
Because people want to know. People are inquiring minds.
No, if you never worry about it, you never correct anybody, then it's like Pandora's. It literally is like Schrodinger's Pandora's cat box.
Schrodinger's Pandora's cat box.
I'm whatever you want me to be. If you're a chick watching and you think I'm hot, I'm single. If you're a chick watching and you think I'm a wholesome family man, I have 4 children, Timon, Pumbaa, and Jacob. One died. I don't like to mention him.
Hey, man. So I just want to make you a quick call to you. I want to say thanks for covering Godfrey. He's one of my favorite guys to watch. But I know this is a boring episode right here, but when he's walking around, he's pretty funny.
I got 90 episodes we can watch. You tell me which one's not boring. You let me know.
Watch the ones when he's walking around the city, any city.
We might.
Okay. And also, anybody out there who thinks he's this boring when he does stand-up, you got to just, you know, search for some of his stand-up stuff.
You got to see me when I come to the Wichita Funny Bone.
It's surprising how his career never took off.
Keep refreshing the website.
He's one of the best comics that's been around for the past 20 years.
Keep refreshing the website. You never know.
All right, thanks, bro.
All right, keep it chirping. What a fucking nut. 2 years. What? Hello?
Yeah.
What do you do for a living?
Oh, I'm retired, man. I'm like Joey C. Living off the government.
How do you afford a place in the Bronx?
Oh, wow. You, come on, don't be funny. You know the Bronx ain't shit.
I mean, it's not cheap.
It's not cheap, but all right. Well, also, I get Section 8, too. So
Gino lives in the Bronx. You live with Gino?
No, Gino lives in Harlem.
Oh.
That's Manhattan.
Got it.
And plus, Jesus he has Kiki Christ, backing him quack. Up.
Hang up.
He needs some money.
Kevin Brennan wants you to hang up.
Jesus Christ, Kevin big Brennan, black.
He texts you?
No, listen.
Jesus Christ, big black. Hang up.
Oh, that is. What is that? Is that really him?
No.
Oh, that's your AI, you know, stuff. Yeah,
Jesus
okay.
Christ, big black. All right, man. Hang up.
I don't know how to hang up. I'm on Skype, but I don't see the hang up icon.
I think it's right here. Got him.
Do your fucking plugs, big black.
Jesus Christ. Hang up.
Godfrey was really good in Precious, a book by Sapphire.
who else was going to love me? Since you got your degree and you know every fucking thing, who was going to love me? Who was going to make me feel good?
Holy shit. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's really good. Godfrey's got serious. What is this? Godfrey's got serious drag queen vibes. I guess $1.99 for occasionally funny is worth it. Thanks. Thank you, Clyde. Thank you, Snubnose. JBSO, lol, this nibba, 40, 55 years old. Oh, God. Dark Nugs, member for 11 months. Live from the employee bathroom of a diner. No, Big Black confirmed this is his house. He's got his little corner hot plate over there. The best part is, you know, he rents. Fucking crazy. Or maybe he's like Jim Norton. Maybe he's carved out this little piece of the sky for him. Judgmental audio guy. Call or get a better phone. Pretty judgmental coming from an audio guy.
I stay in my lane. I mind my business, man. And I got people that hate on me.
I don't know why, man. I don't get it. What's with all these old fucks who can't keep up with the times? It's fun to hate on you because you don't get it.
No, why? I don't know.
I don't know why everybody hates on me. You don't respect us. You're eating chips like you're picking bugs out of your baby's hair. Live on a stream. I wonder why they make fun of you. I don't know why, man.
I don't know. My night is going great.
Of course it is. You're just eating on stream like a loser.
I must proclaim another win for the toe. Policeman Joe and Steve gave me an honorary deputy badge when I refused to leave. We became very close. I will accost them. We will smoke fine cigars and drink Woodford Reserve, Pride VA. I esso mi venendo alle TV.
What the fuck? He just got all Italian.
This Godfrey guy is a pro at reading the chat and not doing a show. It's remarkable. I should ask this guy to do a show with me once I ditch the cripple. Just kidding. No blacks allowed at Leighton Media. Another win for the toe.
No blacks allowed down at Leighton Broadcasting Company.
My morning night is awesome. That's what I see. You ain't out here reckless and they hating on you. Yeah.
That's why I wasn't the star of Dark Knight or whatever the fuck.
Dog, I don't know, man. And I know people in positions that can help out, but they...
Yeah. They think I'm a clown. They offered me a role in We Bought a Zoo.
They kind of ignore, you know. They feel like, oh, well, I'm better than him. I'm not going to let him get in, you know. They hate on Godfrey because he makes it difficult for subpar comedians and subpar talent.
Totally. It's the quick wit that scares all the other comics away, except Chad Zumach. Only he could pull the sword from the stone.
Morning. What's happening, Biggie?
How thirsty is this guy? We're all drinking? Okay.
The industry is ass backwards. Yeah. And Argentina soccer players were singing a racist chant. Are you surprised?
Only losers sit around going, the industry's all fucked up, man. Why? Because you're not famous? Here's what the industry's into, making money. So if you figure out how to fucking make money, figure out how to get famous. Like Hawk Tua figured it out. And rode that fucking wave. Just like anybody, like a pro. Will she ever get up again? Probably not. Probably not. She'll marry rich and she'll be fine. But she made half a milli. She struck while the iron was hot. She's not sitting in an office chair next to a window stove going, it's all fucked up, man, because they didn't pick me. Totally, Godfrey. Totally. Remember that time you did get a chance in the Make 7 and then you got replaced? Remember that? You're not good. You're not good. Cry more. Yeah, this industry's all fucked up. The industry's dude does whatever. Create a market. You can literally do anything now. There's no excuse. There's no excuse for you sucking other than you suck. You can't figure it out. It's passed you by. The industry's all fucked up now. It is? I don't know. The Kardashians are doing fine. Again, they've been doing this for 20 years. They've got it figured out. Why can't you? Why can't you? How come your champagne glasses are in splatter distance from where you fry bacon? Huh? How come? How come? And they have 9 kitchens, the Kardashians. How? You tell me.
Argentina is racist as shit. It's a horrible country, man. It kicked out all its black people back in the day, so they're Nazis. So,
is that why your kitchen is next to your toilet?
Yeah.
Is that why you don't have counter space and you're eating baked Lays in the middle of the night on a live stream? No, I'm just asking.
I don't have a story of. But I knew Patrice O'Neal.
We all did. His number's still on my phone. And what? You're still not famous? Fuck.
Improv. I'm at the Miami Improv this week.
Dude. He's at the Miami Improv. Someone told me to look up his schedule. Godfrey Comedian Schedule. Let's see. Boy, I'm going to look stupid. Godfrey Live. Buy tickets. September 27th, he's at Columbus, Ohio Funny Bone. October 3rd, he's in Sacramento, California. October 11th, he's in Cleveland, Ohio. October 25th, he's in Toledo, Ohio. Washington, D.C., October 31st, November 8th, Kansas City, Missouri. So these are all Funny Bones and Improvs. And he is working 3 weeks a month. Nobody can keep it up really full time. This is an awful life, though. Just to let you know, he works 2-day weekends. Look at this. October 3rd, 4th, October 11th, 12th, October 25th, 26th. Some 3-day weekends, but a lot of 2-day weekends. Wilbur Theater, December 14th, but December 27th, December 28th, Funny Bone, Ohio, Cincinnati. So he is in the Northeast, Toledo, Cleveland, Columbus, Kansas City a little bit. Okay. Then he does like Houston and Sacramento. But these are the same clubs I opened for him in 15 years ago. 15 years ago we were working these clubs. So I want you to understand the life.
He works these 2-day, 3-day weekends. He flies back and forth to New York during those times, doing sets at Caroline. Well, Caroline's is closed, but Comedy Cellar and what have you. And then he's on a plane again 2 days later. But like, it's not a good life. And again, it's a couple grand a weekend. And you go like 100 grand, not a bad life. It is. It is. First of all, that's gross. Let's say generously you get to keep 70 of it. 70 in New York City? Get fucked. Now you know why his fucking frying pan is kept right next to his champagne glasses, which is right next to his wife's tampon collection. It's like, it's tight quarters. It's not great. But you're right. His calendar is pretty packed. He's on the road a lot. And this is as close to full-time as you can get. There was a time, I worked 38 weeks in a year. That's about what you can do. It's really about what you can do. But yeah. But I argue that's not a good life, man. JB50, LOL, let me get this 50-year-old comedian in my movie, said no one ever. No. He got... It's a scandal that he got passed over for Black Panther, he thinks. He thinks that's racism. While he just chomps chips. Why won't they notice me?
Miami Improv. I'm in Miami Improv this week.
We heard you!
Yeah. If anybody's in Miami, all the Germans fled to Argentina. That's where the racism comes from. Germany is...
So he's one of these guys who never... It's just a permanent excuse. Permanent excuse for why he's a fucking failure. And he's not. You know, he's not even a failure, but listen to him talk. Yeah, they passed me by. Everybody's got a problem with me. I should have been the Black Panther. Uh-huh. You're definitely not just a mediocre middle-of-the-road headliner.
Like top racism, yeah. Are you excited for Kamala? Yeah, I guess so. The industry don't ever accept the real ones.
Imagine saying that. Are you excited for Kamala? Yeah, I guess so. These fake fucks.
If it ain't negative, they're not.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, apparently Godfrey's had gay rumors for a long time. I didn't think that was real, but apparently it is a thing. He's sweet. That's every fucking idiot on the left who thinks they don't have Trump derangement. No, I love Kamala, I think. She's all right.
Only 81 people up here. Damn. I thought there'd be more people.
But so all he's done is just read out where people are from. He went from 78 to 81. He's like, God, why isn't this working? Why don't people like me?
Oof.
This is less than Chad.
But it's really late, though. I understand why.
Right. It's the Biden economy.
During the day, lots of people on here. Are you coming to D.C. soon?
During the day, I probably have like 6,000 viewers.
Yes. I'm coming to D.C., at the end of October, DC Improv. At the end of October, DC.
So this is his whole personality, just regurgitating dates. Somebody says they're from somewhere. He's like, I know a club near there. You should refresh the website and see if I'm coming.
Improv.
JB50 says, Mama didn't teach him to close his mouth when he chews. Sad, many such cases. Yeah, maybe he had such bad breath. They don't want you on the set of the Black Panther. It's not good for the leather as you scrape gummy chip matter from your teeth with your long finger.
DC Improv. Yeah, you guys smash the like button. Go to, I guess, your upper right-hand corner of your phone.
Tell him I said that. He's a cop.
With the three dots, just press the like button. It's really easy.
Should I hit the bong button? Get me to over 300 likes. I'll hit the bong button.
All 84 of you.
Uh,
Truth be told, there's been 400 plus this time of night. Yes, yes, you're right. Yeah. That's what I'm like. Damn, this shit is lit.
I synced it once. This shit is lit. There were like 400 people watching me drink out of my water bottle and say city names is in the building. So, shit. Shit. Fuck yeah, Godfrey. Where can we sign up for your mailing list? You fucking uninspired piece of shit.
Oh. Got some activator and bring the curl back. Love the Godfrey fact last night. Love the Godfrey fact last night. What up? East St. Louis, East Boogie, what's up? The East Boogie.
In the building?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nigerians. Ah, I like that.
That's funny. He's funny when you're racist and a fan of me. Because my whole act is pretty much racist, making fun of my daddy. Jabik bak beak buck.
Godfrey got us through the pandemic. Godfrey. Sure, put your glasses
back. Godfrey. Do something successful, boy. We know you'll never be doctor. You'll never be lawyer. Click, clack, beep, boop.
Back on.
I don't know how to be right.
I'm putting together an anthropology summer school course for my Japanese students. I got some black fast, man. Oh, wow. Oh, man. You can get the book, Destruction of Black Civilization. Chancellor Williams. You can also get like 1,000 facts about black people, African Americans.
Why would we want that?
1,000 facts. You can just Google inventions, like black inventors. Google black inventors.
Oh, yeah. Let me guess. What? The stoplight? That old thing? What else? George Washington Carver. He was like some guy used to do all the official George Washington carvings.
Yeah. It's a lot of good stuff, man.
Google black inventions. Like, yeah, look it up on wewaskangs.com.
I found it. The song samples your impersonation is called Steve Harvey. What?
Touch your face. Maybe you can read it better.
Oh, okay. B.O.B. Who is the artist? B.O.B.?
Jesus.
Like the haircut. What made you cut it? I just wanted something different. I thought that I'd go with the old 60s.
Prison look.
Temptations. Eddie Kendrick. 1965 Motown look. I like that clean cut.
Show us your stove.
Handsome black man shit.
Again, can people see the stove behind me?
The myth of black buying power.
The fact that there's just a stove in the corner of this shit box. You see a sink, no counter. Again, it's like Chad's bathroom. It's really bad.
For your class, yeah. Powernomics. Any upcoming projects that we should be looking for? Not just yet.
When are you going to renovate your kitchen, living room, office, storage cabinet?
I did voices on Good Times, if you guys like that.
We didn't.
I have the Destruction of Black Civilization, but I can't find it anywhere. Oh, wow. Wow.
Wow. Wow, Trump's removing it from libraries, I heard.
Wow.
Bonk. Oh, wow. Drink.
Yeah, happy belated birthday. How do you feel about Gilbert and other FBS letting hate fly towards... I did a video on that. I did a video on that.
Oh, yeah? Was it like this one?
I talked about Gilbert's arenas, and...
Imagine this guy wanting $200,000 to film a special. It's like, bitch, film a fucking interesting vlog.
The stuff that he was saying was very mean.
All right,
and
bong.
He don't even realize a lot of African players.
This is for Anonymous for his big donations tonight.
Have championships, and he doesn't. Olajuwon, Giannis, you got a lot of African players that are killing in the NBA. You got Wamba. You got, what is he talking about? Like, bring back the pot.
To be fair, there's a lot of African players in the NFL who are killing as well. Drunk drivers, assault.
Yes. I'm still doing a podcast. What are you talking about? You look like the guy from Zamunda who took a picture with Hakim on... Actually, I don't.
We don't
Best
all look 80s alike.
Bad guy. Ooh, I say Gary Busey. Good Times was hard to watch. Glad you got work. But you know when I did the voices for that?
He got mad when they said he looked like another black guy. Actually, I don't. You do. You do. You look like everybody every cop's ever described as the suspect. JB50 says he's on the down low for sure. I don't know how you know that. Send in proof. We'd love to know.
I didn't even know what the shit was about. Yeah, I didn't know what it was about. I had no idea. I had no idea.
Crunch, crunch, crunch. Drink, drink, drink.
Yes, Von D. Curtis Hall, who was in Sugar Hill. Yep, he sure was. I don't look like Von D. at all. Yeah. Yeah, man, guys. This week.
Guess what? I want money for a special.
I'm in Miami.
We heard you.
If anybody out of the 98 people here, I'm in. He directed Gridlocked. Oh, I gotta watch that. I remember Gary Busey as the protector from The Silver Bullet with Corey Haim. Wow. Gil, a whole childish troll. He grew up a spoiled brat. He has no real life experience. Really? Is Gilbert Arenas from a rich family or something? Yeah, Gilbert was just saying things. It was just the way he was. He sounded like somebody from the 90s or the 80s. He sounded like those white guys that, like, just yelled.
So now you understand how somebody like Chad can trick him into, like, holy shit. And I'm not kidding. Every time we work together, Godfrey would want to go to the Waffle House. We'd go eat at the Waffle House. He loved it. I just feel like home there. Like, Jesus. The Waffle House? He loved it. Smothered, covered, doubled, and troubled.
About racial slurs when they feel like being racist. That's what it sounded like. It sounded weird. It was just weird.
You ever meet a black guy, you're like, I wish your dad would have stuck around and burned you with cigarettes. Like mine. See how I act right?
It's weird. If you his podcast can... He definitely comes off as a hate. Yeah, he doesn't have a championship, which I'm not saying he's not a great player. He was pretty good at that shit.
How's he not offended by the mugshot? He's dumb. He's dumb. Chad tricked him into wanting to fight me. He's dumb. Again, not because I can beat him or anything. It's just like Flimsy Greenberg said, I love Waffle House. Am I black? I feel like Flimsy and I would fuck up a Waffle House. Should we be able to fit in the booth?
Yeah, but it's just the way he was talking about Africans. It was like, you sound like a white man. You know? Oh, wow.
What do you mean? Educated, full sentences, subjects, predicates, et cetera, et cetera.
So now that makes...
You sound like a white man. This is getting very racist. Don't think I don't know it. I'm very aware of it. I'm going for the full Jesus, Patrick, which has happened several times in the chat.
Sense because I think if you knew, you would have passed on good time. Yeah.
I think that when a black guy looks like this and talks like this and acts like this, you know, you gotta go. We brought some of the wrong ones over on the boat. Come on. These are jokes.
I didn't know. They said, hey, this cartoon.
You sound like you could be my boss. Is race the only thing? That's the thing. It's like Shades Cal. It's like, if you really think I'm racist, you're out of your mind. So I'll show you. I'll be racist.
Is going to be based on Good Times. And I said, what? Like the sitcom? They said, yeah. But they didn't tell me what the story was. All I did was I had photos of the characters and I just did it. And it was just in little parts. So And it by the and it was a year ago.
It's just a weird way to like live your life to think like everyone's holding you down because you're black. We don't care. We don't care, blacks. Like, honestly, we all feel fucked. We all feel screwed over in the system. So, like, we're not worried about fucking you over. We're really not. We'd fuck you over if you were white, too.
And so when it came out, I was like, so how, what's going on? And everybody was like, oh, it's a little. So, yeah. Gilbert Arenas seemed like he loves attention. You know what? My thing is this. When you do a podcast.
My thing is this.
A lot of times if you say controversial shit that brings, like, attention to you, I say some stuff on my podcast that some of y'all may not agree with.
Wow. Wow. Go on. How does it work?
You know, but I don't do it to get.
This guy thinks he could have been Black Panther. What a fucking idiot.
Like, views, I do it because I mean it. You know what I mean? I remember LeBron pressured Gilbert into missing a free throw, and LeBron's team came back to win. He's mentally probably went downhill since. Ah, ha, ha, ha.
No thoughts? Great stuff.
What happened to Robert Townsend? He's around.
He has to pause for like 9 minutes to have no thoughts.
Still, we can tell you're just a genuine person. Well, thank you.
We can tell you're just a genuine person. You know what? Let me put it this way. Should you ever get famous enough for Madame Tussauds to build a wax statue of you, it will be the closest thing to you than any statue has ever been to anyone. Strictly on a brainwave basis.
I try to be the best person I can be.
I know, man. I can't believe you weren't the Black Panther.
Man, what, when was Gilbert putting down black people? Go look at the video. Look at the video. But if he's trying to do it for likes and, you know, Gilbert is mean, always has been, and talks about his kid's skin tone. Yeah.
I hate that stuff. I never bring up that I'm black. I find that disgusting. It's almost a crutch.
What does he say? When you're not genuine, it shows.
Real black people do probably hate Godfrey. They know he's not real black. They know his dad's, you know, click-clack black. It's a different thing. Crybaby black? Right, right. Real blacks meet him and he probably flinches. You know? Like he runs into a Jamaican and a in a bodega or something, and they go to hand him his change, and he probably goes, oh, Jesus Christ, you scared me.
Hi, Des.
He's Kamala Black. Right, right. They asked him, are you excited about Kamala? He goes, yeah, I guess. What a fucking idiot. What a fucking idiot.
Shame on Steph Curry. What do you mean, shame on Steph Curry? What happened with Steph Curry?
White stuff in the corners of his mouth. Yeah, and he can't stop drinking and eating. Just literally making a cracker pudding in the corner of his mouth. Yeah, man. I don't know why I wasn't Black Panther. Yeah.
What happened with Steph Curry?
Ugh. You're right. It's just building up in the corners of his mouth. Just literally making, like, paste. Ugh.
Hit the like buttons, guys.
Why? Talking about kid, why would we?
Wow. Oh.
This is dog shit. God damn.
Let me see.
Where do I cancel my subscription to National Geographic? Zoom out. Chad's not going to like this. Oh, no. Is Chad still around?
Rogan need to have you on his podcast. Yeah.
Yeah, man. I don't know why he won't. He probably scared, man. Probably because I'm black.
Let's vote. What's the reason he's going to give for why Rogan hasn't had him on the podcast? Yeah, man, I don't really know him. Yeah, man, he is. I'm telling you, man, the white man holds the black man down. Yeah, man, I've been hitting him up. He said soon. Yeah, totally. Joe Rogan be racist. Rogan's from Argentina. Rogan don't need any valets. Oh, God. Let's see.
I don't know how I'm going to get on it. I could ask my friend, I think.
Yeah, I don't know how I'm going to get on it. I could ask my friend, I think. Okay. He has a friend he can ask. He thinks.
Steph for Good Times. He's EP. Oh, that's right. Steph Curry is the EP on that. Clubber Lang the GOAT. 80s bad guy. Alan Rickman is bad.
So he has the same attention span as Chad. Somebody asks him something that might help his career or something, you know, useful or interesting he might want to pursue. And he's just like, oh, Jesus Christ, that right. They do got the chalupa now with the extra cheese and the double shell. Oh, that's right. That's right. Oklahoma City Funny Bone. Google it. It's like, okay.
Yep, that's true.
He's just lost. It's so insane. All these fucking idiots wonder why they're not, like, more successful. Again, like, it's a wonder he's gotten this far. But he does sit around going like, why am I not the Black Panther? I showed up at the producer's office, ate an entire sleeve of crackers, drank a liter of water, spit all over my lines. They're called sides in the business.
Video, where do I go? Isn't Steph Curry?
Oh, God, look at him. Look at that gross shit. Godfrey, we call this the patented Melton Zoom. Okay, this is going to be disgusting if you just ate. This is all just cracker goo. Just carb concrete. He's making with water and crackers. By alternating between crunching these crackers and swigging water every 2 seconds. Just what the absolute fuck? That's why you're not Black Panther. Right there. Right there. That corner creation. That sad fucking crevice mud. Holy shit. The funniest people on earth think I'm good. We know, Chad. We know. Holy shit.
Raised in that Boule vein.
Again, when you have to raise your finger up to read, he does this all the time. What is it? I don't know. You know how to do the booba. I know.
Boule vein society? Maybe.
Feel like you should do this without streaming it. Just do this alone in your sad little kitchen storage unit. I don't know what the fuck this is. It's depressing. You know, at least Michael Ray Bauer is happy in his sad little cum cube. You think you're killing it. It's like, here's where I keep the wine glasses for 15 people. Should they ever show up? Okay. Cool. That's the stuff you keep out. What's in the bins? MMC1, Lawrence Fishburne did the opposite of Black Stars. I grew up with him in a white hood, and when he hit it big playing a ghetto brother, he moved to Bed-Stuy. What the fuck? Is this true?
85 likes. Hit the like button, guy. Get the likes to 100. It's at 122 now.
Fuck yeah. What are you going to do with all that money? Get a napkin to wipe the corners of your goddamn mouth?
But
again, lifting his hands up to his mouth to read.
We're on good times. Was she tripping?
Why does he have to hold his lip to read? Jesus Christ. Is it to stop it from flapping out and breaking the camera?
I don't know. I don't think she actually knew what it was going to look.
This is how you be racist, by the way.
Look like. I don't think so.
Subtle like.
Gilbert
Subtle.
Definitely isn't doing it for likes. He's just a hateful person. Yeah, it was real hateful the way he was talking about Africans. I think. Why wasn't Dante on the last pod? Oh, yeah, Dante was under the weather. Dante was under the weather. Dante.
African Americans are fine. Africans, I mean, have you met actual Africans? They're terrifying. Again, you're talking to a guy who walked through the streets of Nairobi damn near alone. It's fucking terrifying. You know how black people describe feeling around police? That's how I felt around black people in Africa. It's terrifying. They follow you for blocks and blocks and blocks, and not even inconspicuously. And then they're texting other black people, and more black people are showing up, and you're trying to shake them, but they all have prepaid phones.
Was not feeling good. He was under the weather, but we held it down Tuesday. We had Wesley Snipes used to hotbox his trailer during most of the Blade movies. Explains a lot. Oh, why he kicked ass? I don't know. Don't know how you appeared in my life, but glad. Wait. Oh, but glad to know you. Some of the
Nigerians are some of the best people you could ever meet. Sure. Sure. Had a beer with them. Everything was great until the minute I needed to leave and get back to the airport. And then it got real terrifying. Literally 30 people following me. And yeah, terrifying, man.
It's on here, man. A lot of pissed off people in USA, and they love following you. Ha! Yeah. COVID never went away. Right. Who buys the new Smith & Wesson album? Oh, okay. There's a new Smith & Wesson. Since you said that, I don't think Cree would have done it either. Yeah, we didn't know, man. We didn't really know.
What is he talking about?
We didn't really know what it was going to be like, man. So, yeah. But, you know, when you audition for something.
Look, I got out. It was an experience, but it was. I'm not going to lie and say I wasn't scared. Beloved Chatter, he must be from the Wakanda part of Lincoln, Nebraska. Jay Santos, after Aaron goes to prison, can this guy be next? Come on, man. He's one of the greats.
Thing and you work. We, you know.
This is Big Black's favorite comedian.
You want to work. You want to work. You want to use your talents, you know.
What talent? Do something funny.
Cree Summer, been a giant in animation.
He's bouncing now?
Lupe. I respect your boy, Jamar, for standing on business with setting the record straight where the hip.
He has to put his hand up to his mouth to read. It's the way his kindergarten teacher taught him.
Pop came from, yes. That was dope, right?
Yeah, totally. Take a drink. Make some cracker mush. Make some cracker mush in the corner of your mouth, you slob. What is this, bird shit? Are we supposed to ignore this? You're live. You're live, dog. Just making Play-Doh in the corner of your fucking mouth. You're fucking disgusting, dog. Why wasn't I Wakanda for Ebel? Oh, look at that all over his lip. It's so disgusting. It's so gross.
Lupe Fiasco is lame. Why is he lame?
Why?
Lupe is a good rapper. He's teaching.
Oh, God, it's in both corners.
Hip hop at MIT. He's a professor.
Ugh. Anybody need some sandwich spread? All you need is some peanut butter and jelly, and you have the perfect ingredients for canapes. Oh, God. Why am I not on the television?
He teaches the history of hip-hop at MIT in Boston.
Put your hand up to your mouth so that you can read.
On the last pod episode, I was...
God, that one on the left side of the screen, the right corner of his mouth, is so fucking gross now. It's starting to string as he talks.
I'm laughing when you freaked out when that big guy got up on the couch to take a bathroom.
These fake laughs I can't even take. Is this how you act? Oh, wow. Real media player just put up a new video. Hopefully this means he's not quitting. I can't take it. Aren't you almost monetized? Man, there's going to be an outpouring of support. You got to.
Marcello. Yeah, I was like, yo, what is wrong with you, bro?
I don't know. What is wrong with you, bro? Why don't you wipe this away? Holy shit, it's gross.
Fuck out of here. Lupe is dope. You got anyone to hear the story about Biggie Juicy was stolen from another rapper?
Look at
yes, it. Yes, I heard about that.
Look at it. I want to hire people to hang off of his forehead and scrub it clean. Oh, God, look at that. Yeah, maybe it is cum, this cock-sucking motherfucker. Jesus Christ. It's the same stuff Cardiff has in the corner of his mouth. So, probably cum. If Cardiff's around, if you could confirm, we'd love to know that. It's almost like a ring around his mouth, like he's been drinking milk. And mama ran out, sorry, daddy ran out of straws. Yeah. You're bored? You're bored. You're tired? You're yawning?
They need to remake Blade 3.
They need to remake the corners of your mouth.
Quiet as kept, Ryan Reynolds and the director that came on hijacked the movie, and that's why Wesley Snipes had five lines.
No, the rumor has it around the comedy scene is he's gay AF. That he actually loves sucking and fucking men.
It was a side character. Yeah.
That's why his neck's all scarred up from dudes.
They hijacked.
Like, look at that. That's where the 50 shows, huh? What the fuck got a hold of you here? A velociraptor? Jesus Christ. The fuck is going on there? So, yeah, he's definitely up to some gay shit. Just kidding. It is a rumor, though.
Acted movie. I hated that shit. Blade 3 was whack. If you don't teach the history of hip-hop, believe someone will try and rewrite it. Yup. Blade 3 was trash. That shit was whiz-ack-ack-ack-ack-ack-ack.
That's the same thing as Chad. He turns, looks at the wall, and just yells something. Aaron has the same trick. If you find yourself swiveling in your chair, looking at the thing and making a noise at the wall. Jesus Christ. Same move. All these guys.
Lupe obsessed with Kendrick. Probably because he's saying something.
Hold on.
This is nice. He's got a neck pillow, a stack of cushions. This is nice, dude. I think this is not a curtain. It looks like it's a column of a shelf, a metal shelf. and it's dented to shit. Could I be wrong? Sure. But now that I see it, I think this is just dented to fuck in a lot of places. And then we can kind of see the reflection here. It's his computer desk. It's his lamp. Pretty dope. And you see that he's doing this on a phone, on a little tripod. He's not even using. He has a webcam and a computer. The monitor's off. He's not using that at all. Two monitors. He's broadcasting from his little phone on a tripod. This guy's a fucking idiot. Like, enough's enough. You gotta be fair. This guy's a fucking moron. Let me turn these computers off. It's Black Zumok. You're right. You're right. Fuck. Holy fuck. I mean, again, chair right up against chair. Up against, again, there's some hot plate or stove thing here. Here's his kitchen sink. No counter. Like, what is this? Pile of cushions and neck pillows. Storage bins. Here's a bag of chips tucked away back here. What are we doing? What are we doing? What would you call this space? Holy shit. This is everybody's New York apartment. Only $3,600 a month. Yeah. With 1.5 weeks of work, Godfrey pays for this. The rest is fucking electric heat. Holy shit. Holy shit. And then there's a desk right on the other side of all this. What is this room? Sorry, had to shit.
They went on thought crimes and dodged every question. Really?
Oh, I'm glad you're back, but you didn't wipe anything out of the corners of your goddamn mouth. What the fuck goes on? How is it still there? How is it all still there? He wants $200,000 from you to make it special. This guy thinks he's going to get $200,000 to shoot a special. What a fucking idiot. You tell him I said
he must not have been smoking during my... Lupe's whole sound is garbage. Okay.
Okay. Oh, he had to go get more snacks. He had to go get more snacks. I knew it was something important.
I make cheese in the corners of my mouth. It goes great with my crackers.
Fuck.
Don't listen. West.
Just smacking away, dog.
He is returning his blade in the multiverse. I'm excited. That's cool.
That's dope. I support Wesley Snipe. I wish I could avoid taxes.
Wait, bro. Why don't you audition for Blade? Seriously.
It's building up on the corners of his mouth. It's getting worse and worse. It's getting thicker and thicker and brighter and wider. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't scrape the goo off of Godfrey's chin.
Oh. New Gambino album's weak. Are you talking about Childish Gambino? Yeah, Lupe's dope. What about Who's the Man movie? Who's the Man? Remember that?
These are hot takes. Look at it still building up in the corner of his mouth. It's so gross. All these guys like go live and eat. Aaron, Kevin, Godfrey. Jesus Christ, look at that sag. Look at that sag and look at those Stonehenge teeth. Holy shit. I wish I could stop doing it, but I gotta zoom. Look at this. I don't know why I wasn't the Black Panther. I don't know. I don't know. You probably could, if they ever remake Beethoven and make it black. No, not the composer, the Saint Bernard, the dog. Yeah, because you could save him a lot of money on a wind tunnel if they just go, show me what you'd look like as a big Saint Bernard hanging your dog head out the window and letting the breeze just... See, I can't even do it. It's a real talent you've got there with your 10-foot-tall teeth. Why don't we harvest these and build the wall down south along the Mexico border out of these teeth? We can get you dentures, but these teeth are unscalable, except with actual scale. You might want to go see a dentist. It looks pretty rough in there. That's called doing jokes and not just accumulating white in the corners of your mouth. And yes, that's an insinuation that you're homosexual. Wipe the corners of your mouth. Have your lips gone so numb from sucking cock?
Mr. Terrific, huh?
Hey, do you want to see the rest of this episode? Join The Overdose or The Overdose Lite right here on YouTube now. Get access to most shows that we do immediately right after they air with the Overdose Lite membership here on the channel. You don't even have to leave YouTube to support the show and catch most of the content. Join Overdose Lite right through YouTube, just like any other membership, and get access today. Or head over to NobodyLikesOnions.com/overdose and join the Overdose today. Joining the Overdose gets you access to everything in the Overdose Lite level, plus even more exclusive content, RSS feeds that come straight to any podcast player of your choice that give you audio versions of every show, every special show, and every bit of bonus content that we have, plus access to the entire archives going back all the way to 2005. Everything this show's ever done, thousands and thousands of hours of content for you to enjoy, audio and video, only at The Overdose at NobodyLikesOnions.com/overdose. Overdose or Overdose Lite, your choice. There's never been a better way to support the show. Thanks for subscribing.